Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome everyone to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and president of Senior Care Consulting. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And as you know, I created Senior Care Live to be a safe place where you can get accurate and reliable information that can really and truly help you when caring for an elderly loved one. I also have excellent service providers on this program, the very best in their respective industries, sharing their knowledge and expertise with you and I, and I'd like to thank all of them for their significant contribution to this program. If you have a question about the information discussed on Senior Care Live, you can call our toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. You can also check out the website. It's super easy. It's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. And if you visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and let's get connected socially. All right. So last week, if you tuned in and if you missed it, hey, you missed a good one. You should go back and listen to the podcast. But last week, I shared the truth about these free senior care referral services. And as a follow-up on last week's program, I'm going to take the first segment to answer a couple of more questions and follow up on a couple of emails that I received, and then we're going to move on. So I'm not going to wear you out for the whole program on this, but I am going to do a follow-up, and then you want to stay tuned because there's more really, really good information, and I have special guests in studio today. So again, as a follow-up, I fully explain the business model and methods used by the free senior care referral services. And it caused quite a stir in our community and around the entire country. And I'll share more about that in future episodes. But first, a listener emailed question. And this is a great question. I'm seeing more and more of these free referral services available. So how can I tell if their business model works the way you described it last week? And they went on to say, if they work like you explained, I'm not interested in that at all. All right. So this is an excellent question. It's also a very, very simple one to determine. All you have to do is look for one word, and that word is free. If you see the word free, then yes, it works the same way I described or very similarly. So if it's free to you, then they're being paid from another source. Just think about it. So the word free is the dead giveaway there. And I'm stumbling into these free services all the time. There's a new one popping up all the time, it seems. I look for the word, and in the first sentence it says free service. I'm like, okay, yep, that works the same way. Boom, done. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out. I also received an email from a listener asking about my relationship with the senior care communities. And let me explain that. We have a professional relationship with all of them, absolutely every one of them. And when I arrive with my clients, we take a tour, we ask a lot of questions, we get a good understanding of the community and what they offer. However, we do not receive any reimbursement from any community ever. There's no money exchanged ever. Okay. So I received a call from a representative at a community, thanking me for touring their place. I took, some of my clients over and toured their place. And she wanted to know how much money they owed me for a referral fee. Okay. And she was new and she didn't know how we worked, and she wasn't there when we toured. So she was just following up and doing a good job following up. And she was quite surprised to learn that we do not accept any referral fees. And I explained the business model, of senior care consulting, to her. And do you know what she said? She said, you know what? Wow. That is really, really refreshing. I love your family advocacy approach. I think it's fantastic. Keep up the good work. All right. So that was very nice. That was very nice. I absolutely get along with everyone at every facility that I've ever been to. We have a professional working relationship. And frankly, Senior Care Consulting is an excellent referral source for many providers in our area because, once we do our homework, we usually uncover, senior care communities that my clients are not aware of. Right. So, it's great. Senior Care Consulting, again, is an excellent referral source for many providers. And I even spoke with one of the top senior executives from one of the nation's largest senior care providers. And I explained exactly how we work. And we'll get into more of that later on in the program, but we develop a care profile. We research the entire marketplace. We identify our top three senior care communities most closely meeting your needs. We go out and tour them. We ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information. It takes very little of your time to do that. We produce a report that has all of the information discovered to help you make your decision and make the best decision you can make. And he said, you mean to tell me that you're bringing your clients to only three facilities? Wow, that's really, really good. I said, yes, the top three communities that most closely meet our needs. And he said, Steve, I'll take those odds all day long. Because when we work with these free referral services, we might be one of 20 places that the clients, the family is informed about. I'll take your odds all day long. You're welcome to all of our communities, and we would love to have you and your clients out for a tour all day long. Right? So we have a great relationship with everyone. And so when I'm out touring senior care communities with my clients, I'm frequently told that they've never heard that question asked before, right? And I'll hear all the time, wow, what a great question. I'll hear the facility representative say, you're really fortunate to have someone like Senior Care Consulting, you know, working for you and on your behalf. You're really, really getting an excellent exposure here, and it's fantastic. So there's a tremendous amount of respect in our community for the service provided and the approach used by Senior Care Consulting. And then, really, really interesting, I'm not going to dwell on this too much, but I received a call from a senior care community administrator and operator. She agreed with every part of my overview from last week. And she said, we're no longer working with some of these free referral services. They first charged her 150% of the first month's rent. By the way, for her, that was about 10 grand. Yep, $10,000. Then they lowered it to 125% of the first month's rent. Then they lowered it to 100% and now 85% of the first month's rent. For every referral that they send that actually moves into their community, they owe a hefty, hefty referral fee. Some would call that a kickback. Now, however, she said something very alarming to me. She said the free referral service has never stepped a foot into her building. Not a foot. And then she said, she asked the question, how can you recommend a place if you've never been there? Wow. Good question. So I guess in some of these ads where they say, well, they've obviously done their homework. Well, they've obviously not done their homework with this particular place. They haven't even stepped a foot in it. So it's very clear that this place agreed to pay money for the referral, and they just literally added them to the list. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Also, this person said that the referrals that they're being sent are nothing more than a very cold lead. They've not determined what level of care is applicable, their ability to pay, and other important information that should be considered before sending a referral to any provider. They're not even doing their basic job correctly. Okay? So, it's unbelievable, folks, and I'm not going to beat up on this for too much longer, but let me just share that I've spoken with many sales representatives who say, wow, I spend so much time in my day following up on leads that aren't even close to what we provide. It seems to be a big waste of my time, but they don't complain. They just do their job, and but they don't like it. I've also spoken with nursing home administrators that said they're not totally comfortable with this arrangement, with these pay-to-play, these free referral services. But they had a job to do, and they did their job to the best that they could. So it's incredible. In my opinion, that business model will not work long term. It's not going to work. They're going to have to make some major changes to it. So regarding the free senior care referral services, I have thoroughly answered the question of why they were free, how they get paid, and who they really work for. And I will expand on all of this in future broadcasts. But I'm going to cut it off here. So again, beware, just like I said last week, beware of the free referral services and how they really work. I'll have a lot more critical information, details, and examples of these services for you in future broadcasts. So be sure to stay tuned. You won't want to miss that updated and continued information. Like I said, the gloves are off. And the mission of this program is to educate the public, and that's what I'm doing. And that's all I'm doing. You can make your own decision. All right, the Senior Care Live question of the week. When applying for Medicaid in the state of Kansas or Missouri, you must sell your house to qualify. Is this statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, as always, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so you could call at any time, 1-800-331-6445, and we will follow up as quickly as possible. And also, if you walk away from your radio, maybe you don't have a radio, we'd prefer to stream it live online, we can do that. No worries. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click the button Listen Live, and it'll stream to any electronic device, your phone, your tablet, laptop, whatever you have. It is truly that simple, and lots of people do that. And we have listeners all over the country. Very, very cool. All right, so back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When applying for Medicaid in the state of Kansas or Missouri, you must sell your house to qualify. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. It is false. Your house is considered an exempt asset and does not need to be sold immediately, although most people do sell that at some point in the near future, because you have the issue of who's going to pay for the upkeep, the insurance, taxes, utilities, etc. But it does not have to be sold immediately to qualify for Medicaid. There may also be an opportunity to transfer your house free and clear to a disabled child. It's called the disabled child exemption, and we'll not go into that today. We will in the near future, but here's what I have to say about that. This starts getting very, very tricky. There are opportunities if you are aware of them and if they're handled properly. I always recommend consulting with an experienced elder law attorney for more information on how to do this. All right, so let's shift gears. As you know, Senior Care Consulting, Senior Care Live, I love Senior Care Consulting, by the way, but Senior Care Live, we have a list of core categories that we discuss, and then we drill down. One of the core categories of Senior Care Live is how to pay for the high cost of senior care. So let's talk about one of those ways, and we haven't talked about it for a little while, and let's revisit that for long-term care insurance. So first of all, what is long-term care insurance? Well, it's a special type of insurance that pays very specifically for long-term care costs, and that would include home care, adult daycare, assisted living, and, of course, nursing home costs. So do not make the mistake of thinking that your Medicare coverage will pay for any of that, right? It will pay for any long-term care that I just listed there. So I recently received a call from a very nice lady, and she wanted to know how much Medicare will pay for her assisted living apartment. Of course, I had to be the bearer of bad news and say, well, I'm sorry, ma'am, it's not going to pay for that. So, and here's why, and I went into everything for her. So it doesn't pay assisted living. It doesn't pay for home care, adult daycare, or a long-term stay in a nursing home for long-term ongoing custodial care. However, long-term care insurance does pay for all of those things. So here are the basics that you should understand when purchasing long-term care insurance. Number one, the best time to purchase long-term care insurance policy is around the age of 55. You can be plus or minus 5 years. You can definitely buy it when you're a lot older than that. You can definitely buy it when you're a lot younger than that. But from all of the education and reading that I see and that I'm constantly consuming, 55 years plus or minus seems to be kind of the sweet spot relative to the premiums you'll pay versus the benefit that you'll receive. And over 70% of us will pay for long-term care in our lifetime. So, and it's so expensive, in my opinion, long-term care is no longer an optional policy and type of insurance. We all have to have it, period. Okay, the elimination period, which is what I call your deductible. I don't know who came up with that term. It's kind of silly, but your elimination period is typically 90 days, but having a smaller deductible or shorter elimination period will increase your premiums. Having a larger deductible or a longer elimination period will decrease your premiums. Always recommend a daily benefit of $200 per day. In this way, the long-term care insurance policy will pay for the highest level of care. That would be in a nursing home, in a semi-private room, and at least you have that covered. More is better if it's affordable. All right, and all of these variables will affect the cost of your premium, either increase it or decrease it. I always recommend purchasing the inflation protection rider, and this is where the daily benefit is increased by 3 to 5% per year, and your policy will keep up with the increasing cost of senior care. I also recommend a term of at least 5 years. So one of the reports, it depends on what report you look at. I like this particular one, but it says that the average length of stay in assisted living is 2.4 years. 59% of those residents will have to increase to the nursing home level of care, where the average length of stay is also 2.4 years. So it's actually, interestingly, within days of each other. So now you've covered the averages, and again, so you have the 5-year policy or length of term that will cover the averages, at least according to this one particular survey. So if you can afford more, that's even better. And then make sure your plan is a state partnership qualified plan. And we talked about that at length about a month or a month and a half ago. If your insurance policy, your long-term care insurance policy, pays out $200,000 in benefits and you still need care after that and you need to qualify for Medicaid, the state says, look, you paid for $200,000, so we're going to dollar for dollar match you. So now the amount of your liquid assets that you have to spend down to qualify for Medicaid is now the amount that your policy paid out, $200,000, not the $2,000 in Kansas or $999 in Missouri. All right, so make sure it's a state partnership qualified plan. And also realize you have to qualify for this stuff, right? This is not an automatic issue. You have to health qualify. So if you have a health condition, a certain particular condition, it may disqualify you for from long-term care insurance. So just beware of that. Just be very aware of it. For more information about long-term care insurance, feel free to call me anytime at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. All right. And now on to my special guests for the rest of the program, Ryan and Tanya Gamble with the Gamble Team. Ryan and Tanya, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Steve. I'm happy Tanya is joining me this week.
She's classing up the place today.
I'm telling you, I'm sure it's going to be an outstanding show, better than my solo ones. That's for sure.
Well, so with you and I, and then our producer extraordinaire, Mark Groves. Mark, you're awesome, by the way. Mm-hmm. But we have Tanya in here, and the studio just, it feels better. It definitely looks better. It's just better all the way around.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a better looking studio with Tanya in, that's for sure.
She's turning red.
Well, you know, my wife is awesome. I can have a little fun with her.
Absolutely. She is awesome.
Hey, you know, do you mind if I share just a really brief story that tails on the experiences that we had with communities?
You know what? Since we are so short on time, can we save that until the next segment?
Absolutely.
See, because I think I want to hear that story because it is, I think it's going to be very interesting, and I think our listener is going to be very interested in the story. For more information about the Gamble Team, we're going to give you websites and phone numbers and everything you need to know right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call anytime, and we will return your call and respond as quickly as possible. Again, that's a toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode or want to go back and re-listen to a previously aired broadcast, anytime you can go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episodes. How about that? All right, back to my special guest today, Ryan and Tanya Gamble with the Gamble Team. They are Keller Williams Realtors, specializing in helping seniors and their families sell their home, downsize, move management. There's a whole lot to it. But let me say, if you're even thinking about selling your home, you need to call the Gambles, 913-220-0818, 913-220-0818. They are incredible.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Steve, for the nice intro there. Tanya and I decided to get specialized in working with seniors because of our past experiences with our parents. And I realized that, you know, we're just not born with the knowledge, and nor is there a lot of information out there to understand, you know, what you're going to face when the time comes that, you know, parents, family members need to move into a more appropriate environment, safer environment for them. And, you know, we went through to become senior certified real estate agents, and through a special program that now, I know, less than 150 people have gone through. And part of that program that we went through required us to do to tour senior communities, mm-hmm. because we need to understand what the senior is going to experience.
So they're moving from their home to
a community. That could be independent living. It may be an apartment. It could be memory care. Yeah. It could be a CCRC. It could be any of the, and we've been trained in all that. And so we are doing these tours and as we were preparing, because we had to put together a complete analysis to be graded for us to get our certification. Mm-hmm. And so as we were going through the communities, there were discussions about compensation should we refer somebody to their community. And those discussions, which I might add, I want to be very, very, very clear. Any compensation that we as real estate agents or the gamble team gets or receives for any work done is clearly stated up front to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is driven by simply the real estate commission's rules and regulations. But there was a community that actually handed us a contract and said, here are the terms. Here's what we're going to pay you for everybody you refer that comes and lives here. Well, you know, Tawny and I step back.
Is that legal?
It is, because they can do that, because they would probably do that via real estate licenses and referral fees,
all right,
which is a whole different thing. But well, rest assured that our viewpoint has always been our goal, whether it's a senior or whether it's a first-time home buyer, we want to move somebody into a place that meets their needs, the place that best meets their needs. So therefore, we didn't want to have any affiliation with any particular community, because I don't want to be recommending somebody go look at a community and I'm getting money back. And if I were doing that, I would certainly disclose it. And so, you know, our values are aligned, Steve. The way you approach your business, the way we approach ours, there will be no fees associated with what we do that our client is not aware of. So in other words, they know everything up front. And this is what's going on in the business. And I wanted to share that experience because it is factually true, and we turned it down, and they really just stopped communicating with us after that happened. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. And so you're not interested in the pay-to-play format that is very common out there, and that's one of the reasons I love you, and Tanya is one of the reasons I love you, because it's not the right thing to do. It's just literally not the right thing to do.
You know, how can you as a senior or have your family member having somebody recommend you explore something with that not being done in an objective way? When there's a self-serving reason behind it, you know, I start to question whether or not that's the right place to go. And that's how we wanted to run our business. Frankly, that's how we were taught through the C-SHIP program anyways, that, you know, if you're in this business working with seniors, doing the right thing for the senior is the most important thing. That's where our values stand. And I know that's where yours do. And I'm really proud to be working with you.
And I'm proud to be working with you. Let me say that. So just do the right thing. Put your clients, your seniors first, and everything else works out. And forget the kickbacks. Forget the pay-to-play schemes out there. It's just ridiculous. And so I thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah, as Ryan mentioned, we have the training that less than 150 people across the country have, and we're really proud of that. And we apply it in our business every day. And Ryan has additionally completed more coursework recently in Oklahoma. There was a new special program that's being rolled out down there. Why don't you talk about that, Ryan?
Yes, and our whole goal here is educating the community at large, and our commitment to that is going to be very evident here in the coming months. We're going to be rolling out a series of educational sessions that are free, and they are 100% free. You will not be sold anything at all in these sessions, and it's going to be informative. And, you know, yes, I'll be there. Maybe you'll like me and decide that maybe I will be the real estate agent to help you in the transition. That's perfectly fine, but you're not going to be pitched anything. And we'll be going to be bringing in experts. But anyway, so I was down one of these sessions, and there were over 100 seniors in this session attending. And again, free session with expert panels and questions being asked. And there was plenty of time for audience questions. And one of the seniors stood up and said, you know, I signed up, moved into this community, and I was told that my transportation was free to and from doctors. And then I turned around and found out that I was being charged $90 one way. So almost $180 round trip. And You know, when I said
time to call Uber.
Not only that, but it's like, wow. And she says, well, that's what they told me. And there were some panel members from different communities. And again, you know, it doesn't matter. They're just experts and they were talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really just hit me. You know, there are times when, you know, people are going through and trying to set up the right relationship with the right community or the right house or whatever you want. Whatever meets your needs there. And, you know, something is said, it's not been put in writing, and you think it is, and it isn't so. And there was a great example of should that individual have utilized a source or a resource to help them navigate the questions and complexities associated with selecting a community, getting things in writing, they would have never had that question in that seminar.
Yeah.
Because it would have never happened. And those are the things that, you know, you can go it alone, but, you know, is that really ultimately going to get you into the best position long term? And I think those are kind of outstanding, you know, questions to ask yourself. There's a tremendous amount of questions and checklists in our Downsizing Made Easy guide. And a lot of it stems around, you know, what you need to be finding out as you're going through that. This is overwhelming for an individual. And so, Steve, you know, I would say, what do you think are some important areas of discussion and questions that you and I would not have known to ask had we not been in this industry?
Well, that's a big question. people are spending 50 to 100 hours doing the do-it-yourself method here, where you're asking questions and they're going through a very steep learning curve. And at the end of that curve, they're going to make one of the biggest decisions that you'll ever make in your entire lifetime. And so my clients retain Senior Care Consulting for expert guidance. We get you through that learning curve literally in just a few hours because we've been there and done that. We've done this for 14 years. And so here's just a couple of examples, and I could go on for hours on this, but, you know, independent living, an independent living community is not licensed to provide care for you. They're not licensed to touch you. So if I feel my left arm numbness and I am concerned that this may be an early heart attack symptom and I'm panicking and I hit my button and I call someone, what happens? That's one of my questions. No one thinks about that. What happens if I'm having a potential life-threatening emergency and I hit my button? What do you do? Okay. Now, I can tell you most people expect that someone will come running and perform CPR, but as we've heard in the news about 3 or 4 years back, that doesn't always happen, right? So most independent living communities are not licensed. All independent living communities, they're not licensed to perform CPR. So they can call 911 and wait for the EMTs to come. If they're connected to a nursing home or assisted living, they may have one of their nurses come over and perform life-saving techniques on you. But if it's a freestanding, don't count on it. They're not licensed to do that. And Ryan, let's get into more of this right after the break. Ryan and Tanya Gamble with the Gamble team. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guests, Ryan and Tanya Gamble with the Gamble team. You can find them online at, very simple, thegambleteam.com, or you could reach out by phone, 800. Actually, you can call me and I'll forward you, but call them directly, 913-220-0818, 913-220-0818. And Ryan, you had asked me, you know, what are some of the things that most people wouldn't know about? I just had a person ask me, Now tell me about how I get Medicaid coverage for assisted living. Well, you can't. Okay. There are a few places that will work with that, but, they did not qualify. Just that's the kind of the end of that. They wanted assisted living attached to the nursing home. Every one of those assisted living is private pay only. And then sometimes the nursing home will take Medicaid, sometimes not. And so it just gets, it's too much for most people to really accurately and efficiently get through. And another one, you talked about pricing, incontinence supplies. Is that included in your daily rate or not? That could be a huge additional expense. Transportation, how much are guest meals? Is cable included or not? Your telephone, if I need extra, you know, nutritional supplements like Ensure and that sort of thing, is that included? Is that not? All these things add up, and it could be literally hundreds of dollars extra per month that you never counted on.
When Ryan and I were trying to find assistance for my mother, who needed to go to a care center, we were overwhelmed with things that we didn't really know. We didn't know what we didn't know.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate that we had a good administrator who kind of guided us through and helped us understand what was included, what wasn't included. And frankly, I was shocked at what wasn't included. But, yeah, you know, that's just one of those things. And the services that you have to offer and the homework and the legwork that you're doing and that we can help seniors with are invaluable, in my opinion, just from the experiences that we've had ourselves.
Yeah, and you got a hold of a good person that just kind of laid everything out. Sometimes that happens, sometimes not. But with my clients, they know exactly everything you need to know when making this this huge decision, and that's one of the major benefits of our services.
Yeah, I add to that. You know, there's three really kind of major dynamic things that are occurring in this transition. One is figuring out where you want to go, and does the community or where you're headed meet the needs for you today, but also down the road. And those are real important factors. You know, there are a lot of folks now that are getting into a particular community and finding out that, you know, they're not going to be able to stay there, and now they're moving again. There are a lot of options out there. I'll tell you, this is a very dynamic business. The important thing, though, the three pieces are really finding out where you're going to go. All right. That's a daunting task. Tremendous task that requires expertise or many, many hours of invested time by family members and the seniors. And they still might not get all the right answers to the right questions because they don't know all the questions to ask.
Agreed.
The next component is transition and what's involved in that transition to try to keep things as, let's say, low stress and less stressful, less unknowns, helping people work their way through that. That's a service offered that we can bundle with what we do. And again, that's a daunting task. It's actually, I think, a reason why I've seen a lot of seniors talk about, I'm not moving. Well, they don't know what to do with all the things they got.
Well,
they don't know how to get there.
What that does is you're looking at a house full of 50 years of memories and stuff, right? And you're like, where do you start with that? It's too overwhelming. And then you just become paralyzed with the fear and the thought of, I don't even know where to begin with this. I literally cannot overcome that mountain. And so I'm not moving, and just forget it. And they just shut down.
Well, you know, it's overwhelming and you freeze. And those are things. So, you know, you got these obstacles. Well, where do I go? Well, we find Steve helps you find a place to move to that you are very comfortable with. Okay, what do I do with what I got? What do I take? What don't I take? How do I manage all that? How do I get things packed? How do I get the movers? All that coordination be taken care of. And then you got liquidation components of that as well. And that would be, you know, what do I do with the things that I'm not taking with me? What do I do with the things that my children don't want? Or maybe that are of limited value. Those are all things that can be coordinated and help you through that process where you're the decision maker, but you have resources there to take the burdens off of you. And the third piece of it is liquidation of the home. And that's Tanya and I's expertise. And, you know, we are well equipped to handle, the very, dynamics that are going on in a transition. and the liquidation of your home and the other assets. And, you know, we make money by selling real estate. There's no, nothing mysterious about that.
Yeah.
And our fees are clearly defined. They're reasonable. And our heart is in there to ensure that what is happening is in your best interest to the best that we have influence and input into that.
Well, and you and Tanya both have gone through this with your own family. And so I think that is just as valuable as both of you being trained by Harvard and the Art of Negotiations, being certified senior housing professionals, and being completely educated on this real estate transaction, which is very different than it would be selling my house.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, a house is being sold, but there are many factors in this that make it unique.
Absolutely.
And, you know, are we selling it is what are we, you know, if we need to liquidate and get the money sooner rather than later, what's the best approach on that? How do we maximize the money in your wallet or pocketbook at the end of this entire process so that you have the money you need to be successfully moved into a new community and not need to worry about money down the road? Those are all things that are important to us as they are to you. We're here to help you, but it's managing all those components. That's what makes it different. That's why we have committed ourselves to working with Steve, because we know Steve's going to take good care of finding them the place. Then we need to execute on our end at helping you get there.
And one of my clients, you and Tanya did a fantastic job. Rave reviews. They totally trusted you, and to the point where they asked you to deposit their check, which you let the title folks do that. But that's a significant amount of trust. You got more for their house than they expected. You just did a fantastic job, and they love you.
Well, you know, I'll tell this story without being real specific on it. But there was one of our clients. Was moving to a community outside of the area, outside of Kansas City, mm-hmm. that had a sister community here. They sent out a real estate agent to help them with the sale of their home. We sold the house for $40,000 more than what the other agent told them that they should list their house for. And it didn't take 2 months to sell it. It sold in 10 days.
And
that's huge.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect example of doing the right thing and going to bat for your families. Ryan and Tanya, thanks so much for being on the program. I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, to everyone listening, I am so honored you spent part of your day listening to the program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.